$1,374.94. $1,334.74. $45,630. $29,650. $985,000. $76,276.67. Which one is that?
Circuit clerk. $146.
$19,305.92.35.
That's it. Just put that down here.
$19,305.92.35. All we want to do is cut $1 million out of that. Everybody
should
take 10% off of it.
And you need some things that you need to be aware of. My health and color. Last year, without the flood buyout, we appropriated, or we budgeted, we probably appropriated more than we budgeted $16,559,538. If you take the flood buyout, we're budgeting more, but again, you're going to take a flood buyout.
Forget the fifth or seventh.
If the flood buyout's taken out, let me see if I've got this in place. We're budgeting still $2 million less. $1,000,003 less of what we're budgeting. Because you need to take out the law enforcement sales tax too. And then they would be very close, actually, we're budgeting a little bit more than and our actual revenue, $13,315,000, if you take the law enforcement sales tax out of that, it's still $12,700,000 something.
That's the number that I've got somewhere, that $13,385,000, but I don't know where.
Less than that.
Less than that what?
Less than the figure you just gave. What were the revenues before the sales tax?
$13,385,322.
So you have
$1,675,000. Yeah, it should be $11,600,000. $11,700,000. That's still $600,000 less than we actually
brought in.
So we're budgeting less revenue than we actually brought in this year. Which,
it's okay.
Again, that's what you and I.
You know, we just saw that our first monthly collections on sales tax was down how much?
5%. So I look at that. The last time we were down like that was in 2010. I was trying to look at where we were when we had that kind of. January and where we were at the end of the year, and I think the one that matched up was we had a real good end of the year.
Yeah, but where did we end up with that 27% or something like that? Because of the withholdings on that motel.
I don't know, Danny. They took that out at so many different times.
That I know one month, whether it be January, February, somewhere along in there, we were down 27%. 27% or something like that. And it was.
And they, that should be something they shouldn't be continuing to take that money.
No. No, it should be over with. That they had done it from the previous year. We had to anticipate it, but we didn't anticipate anywhere close to that. And I think over the year we regained it.
We were down.
So without adding in your carryover, what I'm showing, Rick, this is closer to the figure that I told you I was at the weekend. We're showing expenditures $19,305,192.35. We're showing a budgeted amount, excuse me, of $19,305,192.35. We're not going to spend all that. We're showing anticipated revenues, including the flood buyout, of $15,037,220. If I take $4 million out of that, Rick, I come down to 11. And anticipated revenues. How can we under anticipate our revenues by $2 million?
We didn't.
Okay, help me out or something. I'm not saying it right.
I think you keep forgetting that we also took.
Yep, that's what
sales
I'm saying.
1.63 sales tax out there.
Yeah, you're right. Where are we moving to?
It goes to budget 550. It's where we must spend. That much expenses out there, probably. Maybe not quite, but almost.
Okay, $4 million.
You won't have it in there.
Yeah,
you just built it. You just now put it, you just built it, put it in and flip it.
So where did it happen? You know, go out of the
we can make it a bond payment that was in 123, I think.
What we were doing was we're taking an additional sales tax and putting it with NGCR. We decided not to do that. We created a special fund to track that.
It was a 125, then. 125 would be showed the expenses. Those went from what they were to zero.
Now here. $2.25 million. I took the difference between anticipated revenues and anticipated expenditures. That's $4,267,972.35. We take out the emergency fund, we take $300,000 out of capital improvements, and $1 million out of contingency fund. So down to $2.25 million. There's something else in there that I'm not going to.
Well, there's a lot of little things we can look at, but I don't know. I'm trying to think of something.
They don't get $2.25 million.
No. Well, remember, you and I have both been predicting that that number you're talking about, I think, is going to be 1.6, 1.7.
Well, I know. But how do I get that last $600,000 or $700,000 out of it? Because we're going to spend some of the contingency fund. We're committed to the code software. We're committed to elections. We're committed to some different expenditures. And in the capital improvements fund, we're committed to, or at least I am, to.
I can go through
that. That garage up there, maybe not the roof, but the garage.
I can go through and I can tell you where it hasn't been spent before, but I can't tell you more than that.
Well, that would be helpful when you question.
Yeah, a lot of it could be a more one forward to look at.
Well, but what I told you that, but I think, here, I'll just go through. I really believe we'll spend $2,300,000 out of it. 114. And that means that now that's out of the figure.
That's not
with the flood already taken out.
How much you said? 2 million?
2,300,000. Right. Now that's from a figure that's left of 3,972,900. Well, that's a lot bigger than I thought. That's $1,672,900. That I don't think we'll spend. I could be wrong. We're going to spend over $2 million in that contingency fund.
I firmly believe that you guys have more of an idea of what you are going to spend out of that. And why. All I can do is look at what we spent before, like in 2012, and what we budgeted there. And I can tell you there's several of those that are pretty large numbers. The difference is still a large number. That doesn't mean that we're not going to spend them. I know that, and you probably know that too. As I go down through there, though, the professional services, you have $210,000 budget, and the most we spent in the last 3 years has been $40,000, a little over $41,000.
Hold on just a second.
In other litigation,
you have how much in there? 210?
210 in professional services.
Okay.
In other litigation, you have 150,000 in there, and we did spend 102,000 in 2010, but this year we only spent 1203, 113, $1,200.
You got how much in there?
150,000. Spent nothing out of there in 2010. 2011 we spent in that.
Right. Go ahead.
Capital improvements, but you have a better idea than I do.
Capital improvements is in.
It's in London.
I believe that if you can subtract the 2.3 million from the 3.9, you can come down with about 1.6, 1.7 million just in 114 if all goes right in Winston. Okay.
Okay, wait a second before you move forward. Legal, you said we spent last year was
$4,000. It's not legal.
I know it's professional services.
It's litigation others.
Litigation others. We put that money in there in case of lawsuits that we might have to pay back.
Right. We already know that one of those isn't going to happen.
We know that one's not going to happen.
And I don't think the other one has either.
God bless it. I put it all in here. I'm using it all of it to subtract.